If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
And you caught us in the middle of sharing stuff off the air that I don't know if this goes on the air or not.
Oh, no, but this is gold. This is radio gold.
David Tsui and Kendra, good morning. It's Magic 106.7. Funny thing happened over the weekend. I'm going to tell this as quickly and succinctly as I can.
Yes.
But I do think it's something that a lot of couples share, or just people 100%. In any kind of relationship share.
Absolutely.
I was out with my wife, and we were out with friends, and she's telling a story. Doesn't even matter what the story was, mm-hmm. but part of the story she's telling about how we met, how my wife Kathy and I met, mm-hmm. and how we met was I was an actor, and she was a stage manager at the Public Theater on Soldiers Field Road in Brighton.
Yes,
this is like 35 years. It was a long, long time.
But this is an important story because it's how you met. It's the pinnacle story of all.
It's like how did Batman become Batman? You know? I mean, I'm not Batman, but it's the origin story of how we met.
Yeah.
So, and the show was 12th Night, and I was it was the first show I'd ever been in I was a professional actor.
Actor.
And I had three scenes.
Yeah.
And, you know, there it is. And she was a stage manager, and so we had some downtime because I had like a small part and I had a lot of time to kill.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So she's telling this story on Saturday night to friends and blah, 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 blah. And I hear her say, as at the Public Theater, and David was an intern at the Public Theater. And I'm like, wait. I wasn't an intern. I was an actor. And she goes, no, you're an intern. And I'm like, no, I was an actor. And she goes, no, Lynn and I, the production manager, maybe you didn't know you were an intern, but you were an intern.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, what?
The story has changed. She demoted you.
Completely.
Demoted you. She's like, you called yourself an actor, but we called you an intern.
It's kind of like, I don't know, a kid going to school with his dad, and his dad's like, yeah, he's the boss today. Like, I'm the boss. I'm an actor.
Yeah. And this is at dinner with friends.
Yes, this is after dinner, we're having a good time and everything. And she's in the middle of a story, and I can't really hijack the story.
But you want to because you want to curl
up. But then did you do the fold the arms and get real quiet?
I kind of did.
Yeah. I feel like this
I've been there.
And this, like I said, this isn't just some story. This is how we met.
Right.
Right?
And she remembers it completely differently than you.
Right. It isn't like she's got another version of it. It's like, I was an actor in the show.
She been telling people that version forever now?
I've never heard that version of the story. Oh. And that's what's so like, we've been together a long time. And I'm like, wait a minute. When did the story change and I became like down here instead of an actor?
You were like,
and by the way, I wasn't like the star of the show or anything like that.
No,
I had three little scenes.
I was going to say, did you have speaking lines?
I had lines.
Okay.
But, it was the first show I was ever in. And, yeah.
You're not just a tree in the background. You
right,
you had
exactly. I was exposition. I was like moving the story along.
But even the smallest roles, they don't generally say you're an intern.
They say there are small roles. There are only small actors.
There's only small actors.
I was a small actor. I'm being a small person about it now, I know. But I'm like, what the hell? This is, again, it's not just some story about some time this thing happened. It's like the origin story of the relationship.
I think a lot of couples, and Kendra and I have similar stories, we don't have time to share, but have different versions of early encounters. That's how
100%.
I will say it. Because Tom and I have very different versions of an early encounter we had. Kendra and Steven have different versions. It's so funny.
But
I don't know if we rewrite it in our head to make it more favorable to us.
If it's a better story, you heighten some of the drama, you put more at stake because you change a couple of the details.
And then it morphs over the years, maybe?
I guess you tell it a few times and that becomes a reality. But like I said, I've never heard...
It's so funny. Your reaction.
You're still mad about it. I can see it.
It's like we've been together 35 years. That's not
I've never heard this version of the story.
And then there was the intern.
Right.
And he was there and, whatever.
And then it becomes, what else don't I remember? What other details are we going to change?